as I was saying, I don't know whether it's a breakdown of social structure, family structure, authority, or what, but there's been drastic changes in this country in the last 20 years. And the saddest part is that I see it in the kids. If we lasted for so many years and was able to do so much because of the parental authority and the guidelines and such, I don't know if it's in education, if it's in social responsibility, if it's in opportunity, or where it is, but there is definitely something wrong with this country. We are going to pots in a hurry. And I don't think it's any one thing. I don't think government can totally save it. I don't think religion or social can change it. I think it has to be a little bit of all of it. And I think the biggest area is that kids or the younger generation has a lack of hope. There is no American dream. All they hear on news is bad. All they hear in the papers is how bad things are, how things have gone to pots and how everything's tore up. Where's the inspiration? Where's the desire for perfection? Where's the goals? Where is the potential for accomplishment? What does the younger generation have to look forward to?
Do you think the military, do you think with the changes and with the way you've seen things change in the military, do you think that is, as far as condoning the new thought process of the American youth, or do you think that there's any possibility in what you see as far as since you were an instructor of the military, from what you saw the personnel that were coming in, do you feel like that there have been the changes have been for the worse of what you've seen in the attitudes, or do you think you have?
You have to remember that the military is a social structure all of its own. It operates under its own. It has its own guidelines. It has its own plans for the future. And it structures these plans based on the tools that it has to work with. And labor, whether it's in society, in business, in the military, is your primary expense. And they will take this labor force and they will mold it and they will change it and they will attempt to structure it in the accomplishment of their goals. I had a term that one of my first philosophy classes I took when I started going to college that I came up with, and I wrote it down, and I used to keep it on my desk at work until I had some big wig tell me to take it off there. Think about it. In the military, we, the members of the military, submit ourselves to a socialistic state in the defense of democracy. We are told what to do, when to do it, how to do it. We're told what to eat, when to eat, what to wear, what doctors to use, what doctors we can't use. We are totally controlled as if and totally under a socialistic state, and we submit ourselves to this in the defense of democracy. So when you talk about the new generation, the younger generation, and the changes of generations, it's totally irrelevant. They will be molded and sculptured in the accomplishment of whatever the senior military or political forces want. And they will, in all costs, get what they want. And when we have, I don't like discussing politics or religion. There are two things. In the military, you have no opinion publicly. Your opinions are totally irrelevant because the mission comes first. However, you also have a responsibility to your people. But they don't tell you, or they don't train you, or they don't teach you how you differentiate between the two and which one comes first, the chicken or the egg. Without the people, without the military, without the lower enlisted or the other military members, you cannot accomplish that mission. It's impossible. Without the people, you cannot accomplish the mission. But the mission is the utmost importance. If some one person is hindering the mission, you are to get rid of that person, because the mission is the vital importance. But without the people, you can't accomplish the mission. So you will be brainwashed, you will be brainstormed, you will be converted and made to think as what that mission requirement is. Now, there's a lot of patriotism and a lot of good in the military. Don't get this, that it's all bad and that there's all the military is not what it used to be. It used to be political pride and a feeling of responsibility. That every man, young man, had a responsibility to his country. And he served his time in the military. And because of that, he got some money, he got education, and he moved on in his life. The military has become a welfare state. And it's not what it used to be. And if we ever had to go back and fight a war, I don't know, I mean, a major conflict against a major enemy that would put up a major resistance, I don't know that this country could do it, because of the social status and the way people think and react.
And looking back over everything, and thinking back over some of the things that you saw with Vietnam and the different areas of the military that you were involved in, what are some of the things that really stick out and that you really think should have been different?
That's a wide statement. There's a lot of propaganda in the military. There's a lot of brainwashing in the military. You, as an individual, must give up your opinion for the benefit of the whole. Now, some of the law studies that I had under constitutional law, I was told that the individual rights, the rights of an individual, must give way to the rights of the majority. And I'll agree with that. Everybody has their individual rights, but if that individual rights conflicts with the rights of the majority, that individual must give way. But you have several majorities in this country. And which majority is it? Should the individual give up his rights for the majority of the military, being the senior, those that are in power and control? Or do they give way to the rights of the majority of the public? And where do you make that determination at, who's right and who's wrong? You have the idea from the early life that if you take somebody's dollar, you give them a dollar of labor, if not more. Cowboys of the West, when they signed on with a brand, they belonged to that brand. And there was a commitment to that they worked for, that they really believed in. I don't know that we have that commitment now. Athletes will jump to the biggest dollar. People will jump to another place of employment that plays a higher dollar. Is that the result of the me generation, my generation, each for his own? If each is for his own and each is given that right to be on his own, then how do the individuals come together when they need to be as a group? If California was invaded today, would they just let them have it? No, they wouldn't. But what if Mexico was invaded? Would the military go down and defend Mexico? Would the public let them? Or do they assign a dollar cost to it and say, that's too expensive? What's more valuable?
the human life or the dollar? Where are the values today? Now, granted, in the South, I've lived down in Alabama now for 5 years, and it's called the Bible Belt. There's a deep-seated feeling of religion. But I still think, even down here, some of the family values are lost to the generations. And each on his own is fine, but at certain times, certain place, there is a need for the minority, the individual, to become a member of a group, and for that group to be stand up and be counted.
So, and looking back on the things, do you think the military helped bring you to what you are today, or do you think you did that on your own? Do you think it gave you the enlightenment to get there?
I thought about that a lot, and I've talked with other people, and I've talked with my wife. The military probably gave me a means to an end. If it hadn't been for the rigid control in the military, the restrictions and the requirements, I may have wandered off and ended up dead or in jail. But because I was under this regimental control and had all these requirements of things to do, it probably reined me in and kept me from either getting into bad trouble or going to jail. Probably. But I may have ended up turned out the same way, irregardless, with the correct opportunity. So because of what the military has done for me, I don't hold that what I did for the 20 years as being totally wasted. Although I think when I finally opened up my eyes and realized that I wasn't as worthless as what I'd been told I was, I wonder if I'd have got out of the military after the first 5 years, would I be better off now or worse? And you just can't. You can't dwell on the past. The past is done, you can't change it, but the future is wide open, and the opportunities are endless. So, was it all wasted? No. Could it have been better? Maybe.